The government is still trying to find a new place to hold some of the detainees from Guantanamo Bay. Yesterday, representatives from four federal agencies checked out a maximum security prison in Standish, Michigan. But as Michigan Radio's Rena Miller reports, not everyone in the rural community would welcome accused terrorists as neighbors.
Standish, Michigan is 150 miles north of Detroit. When plans were announced 20 years ago to build a maximum security prison in the small town, many residents here were unhappy and afraid. But the prison was built. It provided jobs and revenue, and those fears dissipated over time. Michigan is now planning to close the prison because of the state budget crisis. But Russ Marlin, spokesman for the Michigan Department of Corrections, knows Standish depends on this prison, and he says Michigan officials are open to housing prisoners from outside the state.
What we did not want to do is close this facility and transfer all of these employees and then have a vacant facility here that would be unable to accept another agency's prisoners rather quickly.
One possible solution is to let the federal government use the prison for detainees from Guantanamo Bay. There's no formal plan yet, but representatives of the Defense and Justice Departments, Homeland Security, and the Bureau of Prisons spent 3 hours yesterday touring the lockup. But many of the people who live in Standish are less than thrilled at the prospect of more than 200 suspected Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and foreign combatants moving in as neighbors. Karen Cook is in her 70s, and while she wants the prison to stay open, she has mixed feelings.
I hope we keep it. You know, I don't know about, how do you say it, Guantanamo Bay or all them bad ones coming in, but other than that, I hope our men can keep working, men and women.
At the Standish Bakery and Restaurant, the regulars are eating breakfast. Ellen Muller agrees with most of the diners here that Guantanamo detainees should not be held in the Standish prison.
It scares me right to my core, because those people have no cause for life. In my opinion, they were born to die.
Thomas Burkett has been warden here for 11 years. He stresses that this maximum security prison has never had an escape. Still, he understands why people are worried.
You know, it conjures up all kinds of images of jihad and different things, and I don't think, unless you're actually working there, you really know what all of those prisoners are about that are there right now.
But not everyone here is against possibly housing the detainees. Paul Pichet has been a corrections officer at the prison since it opened. He wasn't on duty today. Instead, he's standing across the street, holding a small sign that reads, "No more closures." Pichet would be fine with bringing Guantanamo prisoners to Standish, or even prisoners from other states. In fact, he suggests splitting the prison in half, one side for the Guantanamo detainees, the other for U.S. prisoners.
So we're desperately trying to keep our jobs here, but we're welcome to the idea that if Obama wants to close Guantanamo Bay, bring them here. We'll give them half our institution and a cell block.
After their tour, the federal officials declined to speak with reporters. The government has not announced a timeline for making its decision on what to do with the detainees once Guantanamo Bay is closed. The officials also plan to visit a military penitentiary in Leavenworth, Kansas. For NPR News, I'm Rena Miller.